I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. If you don't take it to Jesus, if you try and bear all of these burdens alone, if you try and handle things on your own strength, then it's impossible to win.
When you pray, you have to pray to win. I don't know who needs to hear these words, but keep praying. Keep on praying.
We as Christians need to guard against complacency. And complacency, I believe, is the devil's tool. He lures you to think you can have it all together. You'll pray later. You'll pray tomorrow. It's all good not to pray for a few days and then just have a catch-up session. That's complacency. God has blessed you so much, given you a season of peace, a season of breakthroughs, and that's when you decide to ease up on your prayer life.
And so this year, more than ever, I've made it a point to take everything to the foot of the cross. I've made it a point to go to the Lord and tell Him that there's so much uncertainty in this world today. I'm worried about my health, my family's health. God, I have to think twice now before I decide to go outside.
Faith is the only time you're allowed to quit. Quit trying to do it all. Quit trying to be your own savior and tell God about it. Your reality is created through your faith.
The greatest misfortune of life isn't the prayers that are not answered, but it's the prayers that were never offered. Unfortunately, there is so much truth within this. Rather than making prayer an everyday affair, rather than making prayer as necessary as breathing, sleeping, and eating, it looks like prayer has become something we do when the need arises, when we need a miracle on speed dial.
God acts in response to our prayers. God acts when His people pray. And so I pray that your faith doesn't fail you now. I pray that you learn to fight the battle on your knees. I pray that your hope is in God. Even if everything around you is falling apart, let prayer be the solid ground that you stand on in Jesus' name.
The fact that you are in difficult times or difficult situations may not be your doing, but it is the strength of your faith that will get you out of it. I pray that you have the kind of faith that can deal with ambiguity. What if the worst thing that can happen happens? What if you don't know? What if you can't see? What if you don't have the answers?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What if there is no cure? I pray you have the faith that can withstand the attack of what ifs. I pray you have the type of faith that can withstand the stormiest seasons.
A friend of mine sat me down, and he started telling me all that he was going through. Now, I want you to understand that we're both believers, but at this particular time, there was no denying that my friend was in a dark place. And the thing is, I knew that all he was looking for was encouragement. So as he's talking, as he's unloading all these things that he was going through and all these issues he was experiencing, I'm sitting there praying, Lord, what do I say to this man? I'm praying within, God, give me some words to speak to him, Father. And so, as he gave me an opportunity to speak, I had an experience like no other. I started to speak, and it's as if I was listening to myself speak. And I heard the words, "Find your strength," come out of my mouth. Find your strength. I told him to find something that gives him strength when he's at his weakest. And I say the same to you. Find something. If it's a song of worship, if it's a Bible verse, find your strength. Sing that song of praise if it gives you strength. Walk around decreeing and declaring that Bible verse if that's what gives you strength. God has given us resources to draw our strength from. When the situation ahead looks dim and bleak, when the mountain ahead looks too great for you, I want to encourage you. We have a God who can make a way where there seems to be no way. May I remind you that we should be placing our hope and faith not in the promises of man, but in the promises of an everlasting God. So, child of God, sing if you have to. God can hear you cry, even in the midst of adversity. Hold on to his unchanging word. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There is strength in waiting on the Lord." And if you're asking the question, "How do I find my strength?" the answer is right here. Wait on God. You can wait in worship. You can wait in prayer. But the one thing you must never do is give up. Never stop waiting on God. Isaiah 40 is a promise that tells us that we will be stronger when we wait on God. We will renew our strength only if we wait. We will run and not be weary only if we wait. We will walk and not faint only through waiting. The more we trust in the Lord, the more confidence we have, the more strength we have to press forward. So press on. Press on through your struggle. Press on in waiting for God. Find your strength. Let me ask you, what are you willing to fight for? Are you ready for the fight to keep your salvation? Because once you're saved, you have to fight to stay saved. Will you trust the Lord to give you the courage to face your fears? Will you be bold enough to allow God to fight for you, to fight with you? Let me tell you, to stand firm, child of God, hold your ground. You may stand as one, but you are never alone. God is with you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.